This is Simone.
This is Saritha.
And this is Clean Air.
What's good?
Shoulder shakes. So, guys, we are here to talk about something really awesome in this snippet today. We are talking about trusting your vision.
Yes, very much so. I think right now it's so cool to be an entrepreneur, to be like led by God, purpose, and ministry, and all of that. But we got to get into some of these details of what that really looks like.
Absolutely. I think that there's a difference between admiring something that someone is doing and having like ministry envy, purpose envy, if you will. Because sometimes you can see somebody doing something, and you're just like, oh, that's so amazing. Why isn't that my thing? Why is it that you get to have a blog and you're like killing it? And why did God choose podcasting for me that people don't know what that is yet?
Yes, still. Lord.
And so we just wanted to talk about just trusting that God-given vision and staying in your lane and running your race and just why you should, because we've had moments where we had to be like, oh, let me get back in my lane.
This is my lane.
And I think it's just, it's always a great refresher.
So first on that is just trusting the path that you're on.
Absolutely.
I feel like a lot of people, like you said, get ministry envy, or you start just looking over like that path looks real nice and they are have smooth sailing on that path, and I would so rather be on that path than this path. And every time you look over on someone else's path, you're slowing yourself down.
Absolutely. The word says that our gifts will make room for us and place us before great men. And so if I'm trying to find your gifts in myself and they're not there, then one, the world is missing out on what my gifts could be producing. And two, I'm over here failing and feeling worse about myself because I'm not producing with these gifts that aren't mine, because, you know, this armor don't fit.
Exactly. And I feel like, especially in this time, in ministry, or even if you have like a social ministry where you have like something online and it feels like somebody's going viral for this, that, and the third, they're making jokes, they're like, and you're like, maybe we should make jokes more often, maybe we should have memes, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that, and it's outside of the realm that God wants you in, you're really just delaying what he has for you. You're not able to do what you're supposed to do. Maybe you're not going to go viral. Maybe you're going to have that steady climb. Maybe it's going to be a different look for you, but you shouldn't try to achieve their purpose or even the way that they are moving in their purpose.
Absolutely. Because the thing is, then you end up even just contaminating your own waters. And so now it's like, what is Clean Ears? What are y'all doing? Y'all
right.
Doing,
y'all you doing, a comedy team?
That's what y'all doing. Stand up? Y'all filming a movie?
Right.
What are y'all doing? Y'all selling tacos? Like, what is this?
I was so
I don't know what to expect from you guys. Although tacos go with everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Clean Ears tacos coming soon.
2018. Food trash. But not really.
Right, no.
Who making these tacos? I eat them.
Right. And I think one of the things is that you realize that you are coming off silly or ignorant or like unfocused because you're trying to do what someone else is doing rather than following your purpose. And that really isn't the way that you're supposed to go. Your ministry is your ministry. The way that you achieve that is going to be the way that God wants you to move. No matter how many times you try to divert and do somebody else's thing, it's not going to hit for you. Not for real. You may get some likes. You may get some views, but you're not moving forward.
Word to J. Cole, the fall off will happen if you just ride in trends. Yeah, speaking of what you were saying, just even about being silly, it's like sometimes when you see somebody else kind of just being elevated really quickly with what they're doing, like how you get a picture with Lecrae, then it's like, you can feel like, what I'm doing doesn't make sense. This is dumb. Yeah. I shouldn't be doing this. Like, because I mean, I promise you I've had moments with Clean Ears as, what is all this? What, like, what, girl, what? But I think that's a part of it. I don't take that as a, all right, let me text the girls in the group chat and hang it up. It's just, okay, it's a little doubt right now, but just remember what that calling is and stay focused on that and just embrace all of the things that you feel as a part of the process and don't make those feelings defining moments in what you're doing. Otherwise, you can just make a decision based on those feelings. And we know that how well emotional decisions work. So effective.
Yeah.
So yeah, just hang in there and those feelings will pass.
Yes. Next one is to be prayerful. Be super duper prayerful. Not just in what you're doing, but how you're doing it, how you are building this thing.
Absolutely. And if something, if you feel like you need to change something, you're like, this feels more than like a fad, but it feels more like a tug, be prayerful before you make any changes. Because saying like, before we change anything with Clean Ears or add anything with Clean Ears, we try to make sure that we're on one accord. We pray about that, pray about bringing it to the group. And there's some ideas that I come up with that they just never hear about because God be like, ma'am, this little child of mine.
Yes. And so, even when you're thinking about it, we think about longevity. Like, something that we may want to do, is it going to be something that we do one time? Or is this something that we're going to build into our ministry? And if so, how can we continue it past this first initial blush of, this is brand new and so much fun?
Exactly. Like you do. Yeah, because it's like, it's all fun and games until you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, how do I do this when I don't feel well? How do I do this when I'm angry? How do I do this when the girls are getting on my nerves?
Right. How do I do this when people are gone? Like, vacation gone.
Yeah. Like,
trips gone.
Like, and it, all of this stuff happens, you know, and it's all, it's so important to stay prayerful about what it is that you're supposed to be doing, because when you are in, when you are intentional about praying about it and you hear from God and he's saying yes, he's also going to give you the grace to do it. And things are not going to be perfect. Things are not always perfect. Again, we get on each other's nerves, but then I'm like, I have sisters. That's how siblings work. So I just let it be.
Yeah.
And cause I'm pretty annoying, guys. And so I...
I'm also annoying. So.
And so we just, we're like, we love this so much, though, that whether sick, whether tired, whether annoyed, whatever, exactly, then we'll just, we'll do it.
Yes.
And I think that's super clutch, because when you're all over the place with your stuff and you're not really walking on the path that God has called you to, sometimes we miss out on that grace that keeps us going and enables us to do amazing things when we literally like are at our ends.
Exactly. So you have to figure out if your motivation is correct behind the things that you're trying to build into the ministry. You definitely had a reason to start this. And if you're trying to add something to that, is that adding to your purpose? Is that adding towards the goal? Is it going to move you there in a way that God is, you know, wanting your path to go? Or is it just because you see it hitting for someone else and you're like, well, then we got to do this because that's what's hitting in these streets. I'm not gonna be Kev on stage. It's what we're not gonna do.
No, because the thing is, there are certain attributes and characteristics that he has.
Yes.
That are just, there's not here. And that's like not a bad funny thing. That's, I'm hilarious. And so. See, we be disagreeing all the time. But see, and the thing is, you know, there's certain, again, attributes and characteristics that he has that we don't have. And that's great. The kingdom needs and the world needs what he has.
Yes.
Just like the world needs what we have and the world needs what you have. So be mindful that it takes a certain level of character to do certain things.
Yeah.
And so you have what you need within you. And when you try to stray and be like, I'm going to be Kev on stage, and you don't have Kev on stage anointing, then you're going to be like somebody else not on stage. Ooh. I know that was super corny, but you know what? That was all I had right now. Just take the message. Another thing about trusting your vision is when you are confident in what God has called you to do, then you are able to support people without being like, aren't you already winning? Why do you need things from me? So give money, give encouragement. If that's not your lane, but you're loving what somebody else is doing, then how can I support you? Sprinkle a couple bucks on it.
Yeah.
Tell them, hit them in the comments and just be like, I really love this. Keep going, keep pushing.
Yes.
One of the people that I love so much, as far as content creators go, is Belief. Love him.
Yes.
And he'll put stuff out there and I'm always just like, I'm not even a parent, but you better. I tell him all the time, you had better, sir.
Yes.
Most of my comments on his stuff, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. And I don't have to be envious of his subscriber count. It's just, you're killing it.
Exactly.
When?
Yeah, and you gotta, once you realize that it is ministry and it is purpose and it is more than you, you know what I'm saying? Then you become so much more of a cheerleader for other people and what they're doing. There are people who have been in our lanes and we were like, oh, that's awesome. You got to 2 years? Bomb, great. And there's people who haven't been able to make it. And I'm like, I feel bad. I'm not like, ooh, no more competition. I'm like, man, I'm sad to see you go, but I'm glad that y'all were able to fulfill this and are going on to other things. You don't ever want to be cheering for someone's demise. You want to be really happy for people who are moving forward in purpose. It's the great thing about being in ministry and not just in business.
Absolutely. And no matter how large you may think the operation is, I promise you, your small donation is still valued. If you see something that appears to be popping and you throw $10 in their direction, they'd be like,
exactly.
Thank you. At least I know I would. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/cleanairs.
Yo, PayPal. It is with $10 just because you're thinking about it.
Exactly. But it is valuable. It is so valuable. So don't look at it like, nah, they're good. They don't need me. Look at them lights. Look at that glow. Y'all good. We're not good.
No, not. I'm real tired. So tired.
Yes.
I mean, but you know, love. Love on people. Love on people that are doing things around you. We know of people who are like, I'm not doing what you're doing, but I love what you're doing, and I just want you to know that I love what you're doing. And that's always encouraging. I have friends who are like, girl, I can't do what you do, and I can't be a patron. I can't give it to you like that. But every time I see you, I give you love and appreciation. Yes. And it makes me feel like people in real life listen to our podcast. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And that's the thing. Pray for them. Check on them. If you can't be there physically, be there financially. If you can't be there financially, be there emotionally. Yeah. Creating is such an emotional process.
Yes.
And it takes so much out of you. And it will be so great if you know, like getting that support, it's like, it's so great. And it's just sometimes it's like, oh, I needed that. When you get a comment from somebody that you don't know who's like, oh my gosh, that episode where you talked about such and such, I'm like, really? And it's and all of a sudden it's just like clean ass forever. And so that's just what we need. It's just that great push. So even if you can't be there in certain capacities, you can still pray for them and let them know. Check on them. Hey, are you good? You shared something really heavy on the last podcast. I really appreciate you sharing that. Bless me, but I just want to know if you're okay. Are you doing all right?
Yes. And when you start extending that good grace, you will get it back in return. Keep in mind that this is a community that you're entering as well. Like, you're not just entering a ministry on your own, but so when people find you and figure out who you are and what you do, you get a community around you as well. And you'll have people, even if they are just social media friends or people in real life, who will also be there to support you. The whole purpose of this thing is to bring glory to God, is it not?
Absolutely. And when you're confident in that lane and in that path that you're walking in, it just frees you up to just not be a hater.
Ooh.
So just love. Just love. Because again, creating is hard. So again, you can retweet, you can share, whatever it is that you can do to love on somebody else. Because for me, there was a time when I was just like, everybody just finding their purpose. And I felt like the little leprechaun who was just still running. Not the leprechaun, because leprechauns are already there. I'm the person who's running for the pot of gold. And I'm just like, every time I think I'm there, I'm like, this ain't my purpose. Come on, Jesus. And I'm just like, I enjoy burning all these calories, but this running is exhausting.
Oh.
And so it's like, when it's hard to feel happy for other people for something that you don't have. But I think that being so connected to God and what God is calling you to do and committing to that vision puts you in such a different headspace, because you appreciate the work that people do, because you'd be like, girl,
woo, I know that's work. Look at all the times y'all posting. Woo, I know that's work.
Work.
I sure do. I'd be like, oh, y'all, look at your schedule. How many videos you putting out? Ooh, I know that's work.
Exactly. And so that just enables you to love on people and support and congratulate them. And sometimes in doing that, you can get what you need for your business or for your venture or whatever it is that you're working on, because people are like, oh my gosh, this girl always shows me love. And then people check out your stuff and they're like, hold up.
Yes.
How am I even blessed for this person who has a full situation here to be loving on me?
Yo, it's legitimately happened to us. I was like, oh, y'all showed love. And I'm like, you remember our name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
And people would be like, glad to meet you in person. I'm like, you know that we commented and liked on something?
Yes. That's crazy to me. It's always so crazy to me. So guys, we just really hope that this was something that inspired you to hopefully just start that thing that you've maybe been like, I don't know, or reboot that thing.
Ooh, yes. I know some of y'all left dreams on the wayside. Time to pick that thing up.
Exactly, because who would have thought that the girl who used to sneak and listen to rap music because she loved it so much would get to just grow up and talk about rap music and how God talks to me through these raps? What? I'm telling you, it's all valuable. But if I didn't trust that, I'd have been like, God, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And it is.
It is.
So guys, if there's something that you're working on, if you've struggled with trusting your vision, or even if you're just feeling it, just be like, yes, girl, whatever it is that you want to drop in the comment, we are here for it. We love engaging with you guys.
Yes, we'll hit you with some encouragement on the real. You guys know we're always here for people who are out here trying to strive for their purpose.
Absolutely. That's close to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.